All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
He's been a GM for 4 years. Give me a move of impact. Give me something he's done well. Give it to me. Name it. Name the move. Give it to me. You want to defend this guy? Go ahead. Give it to me. And if I get one more effing call about how it's too early to talk about Al's moves, I'm going to smash your face in. Give it to me. Sorry how I feel. Give it to me. Give it to me. What do you think? You bottomed out by accident? Give it to me. 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 Your snack sandwich. No, 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 no. Give it to me.
And away we go. Closer to football. With every moment, Monday, the 12th of August, good afternoon. I understand the preseason game, it's a little long in the tooth now, right? It's gone by, you've talked to your friends about it, you've bloviated about it, you've listened to idiots like me do it. But you haven't heard my take. And I'm not offering you something that's reinventing the wheel, that's not what I'm here to do. But I'm going to start with the Lions before this other thing. Unless Mikey, David, and Roberto disagree with this. Sully's shaking his head no. He wants to start with Epstein. We're not going to go that
way. Yeah, let's break that down, please.
No. I'll give you my thoughts on that whole fiasco on the pod.
That's right. Now, I've had people ask me, because, you know, obviously you're off Friday. Yeah, what does Mike think about the Lions and that preseason? Now, let's start with that. It's perfect.
Second dick.
Now, listen, you know my rule. Good or bad, I don't value the preseason. So I don't think Thursday means anything. And with all due respect, I know John Jansen was on here as a former player, and John Jansen was both talented and a try-hard guy. He was appalled. I can't do it. I mean, you had dozens of starters on both sides just not play. It's not real football. Do you want to have a better showing than 31-3? Sure you do. But here's my point. I have a piece of audio we're going to start with. I want to play this for you. Now, mind you, this is before the game. And mind you, this is somebody who wears a Lions polo and gets a paycheck from the team. It's not who's saying it. It's what's being said that I have said to you I identify with and want to know if I'm a crazy person for not wavering. After Thursday night's debacle, this is someone you may remember, a gentleman named Chris Spielman. Take a listen.
Well, ever since I've been doing a preseason, going back about 3 or 4 years, this is the first year that I feel really optimistic about their chances. I do think they have a 10-win season. I do think they're a playoff team. And the simple reason why, Fred, is because of the roster.
Okay, now that's also Chris Spielman from inside of a Tupperware container. I wish I had better audio for you. I don't. And Sully and the guys worked hard on that just to get it to sound like that. But listen to what he said. The most optimistic he's been in 3 or 4 years. I don't disagree with him. All offseason I've said to you, you know I don't love Patricia, but 6.5 over under in Vegas? Nah, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. I got to believe they're better than that. I got to believe that they are closer to 8 or 9 wins than they are 5 or 6. Spielman talked about the roster. Are they a better football team now than they were a year ago? Yes. Look, swapping out what's left of Ziggy Ansah for Mike Daniels, that's an upgrade. Right? Another year of development. Like, how about that? Having snacks here for a full off season? That's development. Deshaun Hand, year 1 to 2, development. Going out and getting Trey Flowers, getting Justin Coleman, adding talent, right? Now, offensively, we can all agree. All right, you didn't get better losing TJ and getting the Kenny Wiggins Express or whatever it is, all right? The point is, new offensive coordinator, reconfigure what you do and how you do it. You sorely lacked the tight end position last year, which is something this staff wants to highlight. You went out and got T.J. Hockenson, who people are in love with. You went out and got Jesse James, who's a very nice NFL receiving tight end, probably more of a red zone threat than anything else. Bottom line, I think they're better than they were last year. Now, the division's good. We know that. And even though I don't love the head coach, you know that, I can't sit here and tell you that you're a 5 or 6 win team. And I'm not going to take the easy way out and go, oh, you're a 7 and 9 team, so I was still right, but I really didn't say anything in the first place. I think they're a 9 or 10 win football team. I just believe the way the NFL bounces back, that they have a real chance to do that. And I think the Bears are closer to 9 wins than 11. I think the Vikings are closer to 9 wins than 11. And if those things are true, and some of the things I'm saying are true, why don't you have a shot to grossly overperform the over-under of 6.5? Am I insane in the membrane for being positive about this football team? I mean, look, do I like this franchise? No, I do not. Have they employed some despicable people in this organization? Absolutely. Do I think Patricia's kind of a joke? Yeah, I do. But guess what? Talent wins in this league. All right, Jason Garrett's a joke. Jason Garrett has been a head coach for a long time. Fair? This is a talent game. They got better. You know, you plop Mike Daniels down, you plop Trey Flowers down, you put Justin Coleman in, you develop a couple of the young guys. Now, all of a sudden, you got a chance to really say, hey, our defense could be a top 12 unit. And we're going to play a very slow pace of football. That's kind of like Seattle. Oh, and we're going to hire Daryl Bevel. That's kind of like Seattle. And we're going to try to run the hell out of the football. Run the ball, stop the run, play at a slow pace, dominate time of possession. Seattle. And if you want to add to it, New England playoff edition. Run the hell out of it, stop the run, bow up in the red zone, dominate TOP, don't ask much of our quarterback. Fun fact, Brady had 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in the playoffs, okay? I think it's okay to be optimistic this time of year. As much as I hate your team, as much as I think this franchise is garbage, and over the course of time has had a lot of garbage human beings employed in it, I'm not going to sit here and allow that to dictate how I feel now. That's not fair. The 6.5 over under, the USA Today piece of 3-13, I don't subscribe to it. I take everything they do, I keep it on the level, I tell you how I feel. They've gotten better. Do I love Hockenson in the first round? No, but I get it. I don't have to love it to understand it. You know, I don't have to love everything they do. They have a plan. At least they have one. They're sticking to it. I don't love their coach. I don't believe in the New England copycat playing the Patriot touchdown song at practice. I have a pencil in my ear, but I carry a laminate. Pencils don't work on laminate. Whatever. I don't think they're a 6-10 football team. I don't. And frankly, I think it's okay to be a little optimistic. You want to write them off after the preseason game? Do it. You got 60 years of track record to do it. Has this team burned me in the past? They have. But I think they got better. The only team in your division I am rock solid sold on winning 11 games, the Packers. I could be wildly wrong. I could be spectacularly wrong on that Packers take. I know that. I'm betting on Aaron Rodgers' mustache giving everybody a revenge tour. The Bears are not going to score 7 or 8 defensive touchdowns again. Going to come back a little bit. Maybe Trubisky steps through. Maybe they explode. The Vikings, the O-line still blows. Dalvin Cook can't stay healthy. Kirk Cousins got to prove it to me, right? I'm just saying, why not feel like they're a 9-win football team? Why not feel like there's that chance? Knowing what we know about football, do they have one of the 5 best defensive lines in football?
No!
No, I think they do. I think they do. And do they have at least an upper half? How about this? They've got a middle of the pack with upside O-line.
Yes!
You win up front. You devalue the QB. You win the time of possession. And you hope like hell you catch a few breaks along the way. Am I insane? Am I insane for more agreeing with Spielman than not? 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you. You want to say I'm whacked out of my mind? Great. You want to tell me to make an army helmet made of tinfoil and go do bath salts? That's fine too. You can make fun of this. But I've been consistent with it all offseason when I really have no track record of doing so because, as I said, I wouldn't care if this team left town and we got an expansion team. 248-539-9797. We'll hear from Sully. We'll hear from David. I say you'd hear from Roberto, but he don't even know who the Lions are. He's looking it up on Google.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.